This is your Year 9 listening test in English. It will consist of two tasks. You will hear the texts twice. Task 1. You have 1 minute now to read the task.
People walk for so many different reasons. A time to think, to get some fresh air, to get somewhere, or to get lost. To exercise without a membership card, and to meet people, or to get rid of the excess energy of these guys. Walking can be good for us in so many ways, helping with depression, reducing blood pressure, BMI, and increasing cardiovascular protection. But how do you get started if you're not a hardcore rambler? You can start with your local area, even just changing your commute. Find the quiet, green-looking routes and switch up your normal routine. Many online route planners have an option for the quiet routes. When you're ready to explore further afield, you can find a host of trails and routes that are well-trodden, safe, easy, and signposted. A tourist map, fully charged smartphone, and a sense of adventure should suffice. Rivers, canals, and coastlines are usually the easiest to follow. If the river starts on your left, keep it on your left. I said left! There are so many great walks in Britain that are easy, signposted, and stunningly beautiful. The most important tips for the average map reader are: know how to find the footpaths. Lots of these orange lines close together means it's steep, and you may want to minimise these if you're just starting out. Think about scale. Don't overestimate how much you can do in a day. There's no such thing as bad weather, just bad clothing. With layers and strong, comfortable footwear, you won't be fazed. And remember, this is Britain we're talking about. You often need sun cream and an umbrella on the same day, so be prepared. Don't take a long walk in brand new shoes. Break them in around the house first, and on small walks outside. Take water and some snacks. Don't set unrealistic goals too far, too fast, too difficult. It's important you have time to explore and see the sights. It's amazing what you can see when you take your time. Good equipment is essential for big hikes and mountain climbs, but your average walk should be the cheapest hobby you can have. You categorically do not need to spend £200 on a jacket to go for a walk. Walking is for the individual and the group. If you're the first of your friends to get into walking, every different type of group under the sunset would love to have you on board. Walking provides a space for intimacy without pressure. There's no such thing as an awkward silence on a walk. Explorative walking through your neighbourhood can help you find traffic-free, nature-rich, everyday routes to make your day brighter. You can discover some amazing places in the most urban cityscape. Nature at a slow pace connects us to something bigger than ourselves, putting our problems into perspective. The journey that starts by stepping out of your front door can take you anywhere.
You will have 1 minute now to check your work. Then you will hear the text a second time.
People walk for so many different reasons. A time to think, to get some fresh air, to get somewhere, or to get lost. To exercise without a membership card, and to meet people, or to get rid of the excess energy of these guys. Walking can be good for us in so many ways, helping with depression, reducing blood pressure, BMI, and increasing cardiovascular protection. But how do you get started if you're not a hardcore rambler? You can start with your local area, even just changing your commute. Find the quiet, green-looking routes and switch up your normal routine. Many online route planners have an option for the quiet routes. When you're ready to explore further afield, you can find a host of trails and routes that are well-trodden, safe, easy, and signposted. A tourist map, fully charged smartphone, and a sense of adventure should suffice. Rivers, canals, and coastlines are usually the easiest to follow. If the river starts on your left, keep it on your left. I said left! There are so many great walks in Britain that are easy, signposted, and stunningly beautiful. The most important tips for the average map reader are: know how to find the footpaths. Lots of these orange lines close together means it's steep, and you may want to minimise these if you're just starting out. Think about scale. Don't overestimate how much you can do in a day. There's no such thing as bad weather, just bad clothing. With layers and strong, comfortable footwear, you won't be fazed. And remember, this is Britain we're talking about. You often need sun cream and an umbrella on the same day, so be prepared. Don't take a long walk in brand new shoes. Break them in around the house first, and on small walks outside. Take water and some snacks. Don't set unrealistic goals too far, too fast, too difficult. It's important you have time to explore and see the sights. It's amazing what you can see when you take your time. Good equipment is essential for big hikes and mountain climbs, but your average walk should be the cheapest hobby you can have. You categorically do not need to spend £200 on a jacket to go for a walk. Walking is for the individual and the group. If you're the first of your friends to get into walking, every different type of group under the sunset would love to have you on board. Walking provides a space for intimacy without pressure. There's no such thing as an awkward silence on a walk. Explorative walking through your neighbourhood can help you find traffic-free, nature-rich, everyday routes to make your day brighter. You can discover some amazing places in the most urban cityscape. Nature at a slow pace connects us to something bigger than ourselves, putting our problems into perspective. The journey that starts by stepping out of your front door can take you anywhere.
There is 1 minute now to finish the task. This is the end of task one. Go on to task two. Task two. You have 1 minute now to read the task.
A team of engineers has created a super-thin material that could help keep buildings cool. The team is from the University of Colorado, Boulder, in the USA. Engineers from the university developed the revolutionary new material that is very thin and can cool objects even under direct sunlight. The material does not need energy to work, nor does it need water to help keep things cool. The engineers say the new material could provide an answer to air conditioners, which are expensive to run and need a lot of water. The material is unlike anything found in nature. It is a glass-polymer hybrid that is just 50 micrometers thick. That's slightly thicker than the aluminum foil we use for cooking. The engineers explained how their new material works. They said, when it is put on top of something, two things happen. The first thing is that it cools the object underneath by reflecting the sun's rays back into space. At the same time, the second thing happens. The material removes the object's own heat and sends that into the air. An engineer said, the key advantage of this technology is that it works 24/7 with no electricity or water usage. We're excited about the opportunity to explore potential uses in the power industry, aerospace, agriculture, and more. Another researcher said, just 10 to 20 square meters of this material on the rooftop could nicely cool down a house in summer.
You will have 1 minute now to check your work, then you will hear the text a second time.
A team of engineers has created a super-thin material that could help keep buildings cool. The team is from the University of Colorado, Boulder, in the USA. Engineers from the university developed the revolutionary new material that is very thin and can cool objects even under direct sunlight. The material does not need energy to work, nor does it need water to help keep things cool. The engineers say the new material could provide an answer to air conditioners, which are expensive to run and need a lot of water. The material is unlike anything found in nature. It is a glass-polymer hybrid that is just 50 micrometers thick. That's slightly thicker than the aluminum foil we use for cooking. The engineers explained how their new material works. They said, when it is put on top of something, two things happen. The first thing is that it cools the object underneath by reflecting the sun's rays back into space. At the same time, the second thing happens. The material removes the object's own heat and sends that into the air. An engineer said, the key advantage of this technology is that it works 24/7 with no electricity or water usage. We're excited about the opportunity to explore potential uses in the power industry, aerospace, agriculture, and more. Another researcher said, just 10 to 20 square meters of this material on the rooftop could nicely cool down a house in summer.
There is 1 minute now to finish the task. This is the end of task two and the listening part of your test. Hand in your paper, please.